Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to introduce myself, world. Teach Marley, YDBA,
NCNC. And all my respect, yeah.
Over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her.
323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show. Welcome to the Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show. Welcome to the Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show. Welcome to the Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show. The Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show. Welcome to the Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show. The Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show. Welcome to the Mickey Rich Show, Mickey Rich Show.
Nikki Reed.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. You already know it is the Nikki Rich Show, and we coming to you tonight, Feature Fridays. And when I say Feature Fridays, we have amazing guest tonight. I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We got International Robbie in the building, as well as Jay Stormavelli, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. So it's kind of good when we have our home artists and guests here. And we're excited. We're excited about it. To all the listeners that's tuning in, you can call in at 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And speaking of guests tonight, we have our very first guest in the building. He's international. Y'all might know him as a recording artist. He has the love for hip-hop, rap, and so much more. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, International Robbie. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Awesome. Yeah, I know I had some technical difficulties at first, but I think I'm good now.
Well, we're glad you are okay over there.
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad to have you in the building tonight. Welcome. We know it's your first time here, so you got to sit back and relax, you know, and enjoy the Nikki Rich Show. That's what it's all about. We're excited to learn about your projects and everything you got going on.
Well, I'm very privileged to be on the show tonight, and I definitely would like to have a good time, and I'm pretty sure you'll comfort me in doing so tonight.
Oh, most definitely. Now, go ahead and let everybody know just a little bit about yourself, where you're originally based out of, and where you currently stand right now.
All right. Well, I go by the name of International Robbie, of course. Little background, military family. So, you know, as a kid, I didn't have the luxury of making a lot of friends because we were always moving. I was actually born in Germany, as a matter of fact. So I wasn't even born in the U.S. My mom and dad were stationed there. And then we moved everywhere, Texas, Tennessee, Kentucky, things of that nature. And so, you know, my mom wanted me to have a place where we can actually meet some people, have some friends. So we had some people in Florida, my grandfather and things of that nature. So we moved here to Florida, and I've been here ever since about 95. So that's just a little bit of a background from where I'm from.
Now, how did you get involved in the entertainment industry?
Well, you know, I've had the fortunate of family members, you know, being heavily into music per se, and you know, they would be always making, you know, making music, doing freestyles at lunch, doing shows and things of that nature. So, I mean, it always intrigued me, the level of confidence that brought for them. You know, I was a shy kid growing up. As I said, I never really sustained any friendship or anything like that with a lot of people for a long time. So, and I was looking in there trying to find my niche especially when I first came down here. You know, we were into sports a lot, so me and my little sister. Mm-hmm. So we played a lot of sports. And, you know, my uncle just introduced me. I remember one day at lunch, they were freestyling and stuff like that, and just the positive energy, because there was a lot of, you know, people trying to fight, things of that nature, but that one time when nobody really fought or did any of that, you know, they were freestyling and battling, and we get crowds and crowds. People wouldn't go to class, and so I was like, man, this is pretty dope, and I think that, you know, I just, you know, try it out, and so I started trying it out, and you know, I was able to put rhymes together and articulate, but I wasn't able to have a flow. It didn't flow. It just rhymed. So my uncles, they actually took the opportunity to teach me how to flow. And ever since then, you know, I fell in love with it. And it, for me, it grew more than just a hobby. It grew, you know, turned into a passion. So
I understand that. You know, I always tell our guests and our past listeners that tuned in, and we just talk about how God just, you know, shows you and open up the door to a new gift you might have never knew you had, you know. and it happens
true.
That way. You're like, wow, I didn't know, but it's something new. That's like me and fashion, and it's like, okay, fashion is my new passion. Didn't
yeah,
know much about
things.
It, but I'm loving it. And radio, too, you know, all those things, you know, it's just gifts for you. You know, you just open up to, you have the people to help guide you and help teach you, you know. You like, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to run with it.
Exactly. I mean, it was growing up. Yeah, growing up, I mean, a lot of people, you know, when people saw me, you know, and they ran up to me, they'd be like, you know, how's sports going? How's the scholarship? Where are you going to college, you know, to play sports? And so a lot of people associated me with sports and things of that nature. And, you know, my mom would always ask me, you know, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? You know, where do you see? She would ask all of us because she used to coach all of us when we were younger. And, you know, we'd just be like, well, you know, playing in college, playing in the NFL or doing this and doing that. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you truly don't even know, you know, where you're going to really be at. But it's good, obviously, to set goals. And if you would have asked me that I'd have been doing this full-blown musically, you know, I probably would have said nah. But, you know, it's cool how God kind of, you know, intertwines you. You know, you go left or, you know, you go a little right, and then he actually, you know, puts you right on path. So
exactly.
It's a blessing. So.
It is, and he will get you on that straight, narrow path as long as you, you know, following along, and you don't,
exactly.
You don't veer off,
mm-hmm.
You know, so that's amazing, and I just been watching your movement as well, and I tell you, it's, you really making some moves, and I say congratulations on all your success, and even your surroundings, your team. I'm telling you, I was promoting you and been following your movement for a while, you know, and it's crazy because I've been following you for so long, and I was like, well, we got to have him on the show and, you know, just promote you at first, you know, but watching you, and if I see you on the timeline, you know, I might tweet or something like that. And it's just amazing, you know, you can see artists as they grow, and you can see the growth, and you can see the movement.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like,
Thank you.
We had to have him on the show, and you know, and that's what I see. When I see an artist that's really out there trying to make things happen, you know, that's the type of people we have on the Nicki Rich Show. You know, we welcome everybody, but, you know, we always get those ones, those go-getters, those grinders to come on, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what,
you know,
it's all about.
That's how you got to be. That's how you got to be.
Mm-hmm. Because some people ain't ready, you know. It might not be your time, you know. Some people not ready at that time for everything, you know. And I feel like right now the moves that you've been making, it's your time. Your team, you know, they behind you, they support you, they believe you. Believe in you is so many people that believe in you. You just got to keep pushing, keep going.
Exactly. I do thank you for the kind words. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, it's been overwhelming. It's been very humbling. You're talking to somebody who, you know, would have to personally send somebody a text message, somebody add somebody in, you know, my picture on Facebook, and, you know, kind of beg them to really kind of listen to what, you know, the music that I made, or listen to something at least. And, you know, it's just been persistence, and it's been a lot of growing on my end, because, you know, like from when I first started to now, you know, I'm very hard on myself. You know, there's been, I think there's been tremendous growth, and, you know, it's factual when more than a dozen people tell you, you know, you can see the sincerity in that. And so that's been motivational. You know, it's been very motivational for me. Those people who have come and go in my life, or those who have stuck with me and actually believe in me. It takes that one person to believe you, I always felt. And I found that in my manager. And ever since, you know, perception is everything. You know, if you look like you're doing it, you look like you grinding, you're getting it, and then you actually can match that with the work ethic, you know, people have no choice but to respect you. You know, no matter if they like the music or they listen to it on a daily basis, they're going to come to you with full-grown respect. And if you're doing anything that's positive and worth acknowledging, they will acknowledge it. So I thought that was beautiful. You know, when you start seeing your posts being retweeted, or your music being retweeted, or people coming out the way and swallowing their pride and writing on your timeline like, yo, I checked it out, that was good. Or, you know what I'm saying, or I see you. Just those little things right there keep us as artists flowing, because we know that, people are seeing it, they're being receptive, and I know that ultimately it's a matter of time that if you can get in a room or get in a room with more than, you know, more people to actually become listeners and you know, they'll actually become supporters. So it's humbling, and especially by you saying that, because I know that obviously I've done a lot of research about you as well, and for you to say that and compliment me on, you know, on that scale, it just makes me even more anxious and excited to keep going and know that there's more to do. So I do appreciate it.
It is. And we know you are working on some upcoming projects we're excited about. Now go ahead and let everybody know a little bit of what you're currently working on.
Well, you know, most people know, and if you don't know, I came out with an EP called Progression, and it was about eight, nine, ten songs or so, and that was pretty much kind of like my coming out CD. It was me putting a body of work together that I can feel proud of, and so, you know, I put that CD out. It did pretty well, I would say, on average. When people have come to me, or they tweeted me, or hit me up on Facebook, they would say, you know, collectively, people like generally about 3 or 4 songs. So I thought that was a good start, you know. And people are not going to like everything, but if you like some, that's good. And so I put out a mixtape, my first ever mixtape, called Evolve, and that was the eye-opener right there. That the numbers that it was doing at the level that I was at, you know, into being inspired and growing, It was big. It did big numbers, and it's continuing to do that. So for me, as an artist, I figure that so many times we'll come out with an old CD, and, you know, I'm not major, so we'll leave those old songs alone, which is old to you, but not old to nobody else. And they're songs that people collectively like. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do a compilation. I'm going to take the best from Progression. I'm going to take the best from Evolve, and I'm going to just call it Evolve Reloaded. And I'm going to put the best of the best on one CD, and I'm going to add a song that I had worked on as well, and I'm going to just push that. And so I'm really excited, because I feel like the songs on there all equally got great response and great respect. So I know that when I touch the hands of a new listener, the opportunity will be greater to actually, you know, really respond. And instead of those 3 or 4 songs that people like, the 4 or 5, it'll be collectively more as a whole, and people can really relate. So you can expect that out. You can expect that to be out really soon. I'm looking at, was looking at about an April 5th release for hard copy, but it may even be sooner than that. So it's going to be exclusively on hard copy. So folks can hit me up on Twitter and Facebook if they'd like to.
We're excited about it. We know that, you know, all the listeners out there, that's tuned in right now, you got to go out there, and you definitely got to go check it out. And we have so many people tuned in right now. I got people, I don't know about you, I got people hit me up on my social sites and text me at the same time about the show. So much love. About the show right now. So much love to everybody that's listening in. It's crazy. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that you have taken out the time to come on the Nikki Rich Show tonight, because I know it's a Friday night, first of all, and it's a lot of artists that's out there, you know, just have a packed schedule like yourself, and just taking those moments and coming on to the Nikki Rich Show. We greatly appreciate it. And, you know, just taking out that time, we're just excited. And I see we have others that are excited, too, because the lines are going crazy. And we want to go to the phone lines real quickly. We got 904-900. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Nikki. This is Maggie Love, Rob's manager.
Hi.
I'm calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. I just had to call in, do a quick shout-out to my artist, let him know how proud I am of him for sticking with it. When Rob contacted me last year, you know, he was very discouraged, and he didn't know which direction to go in. And to be honest with you, I had only been into my second year of management myself, so I was a little scared along with them. But collectively, we're making it happen. So I just want him to continue to keep working and doing what he's doing, because the fans are definitely proud of him. And like I said, I know I'm proud of him as well, and I thank you for having him on the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, because like I said, there's so many artists that's out here that's really, really working, and we see the movement. We know the movement. You see it every day, and we want those artists to have that voice and have this platform to let everybody know what they're doing. And not only that, it's so much, and so much music, and so much, like I would say, clutter sometimes. And you hear the same thing, you hear over and over. But when you got an artist that's unique and that has that hit, that drive, and just out there that's really, really making moves, we definitely, definitely reach out to those artists. And that's what it's all about, just getting people heard and able to share their project.
Definitely, definitely. As he stated, we have another project coming out. We set the release date for April 5th, but we're more than likely sure that it's going to be released sooner than that. Definitely hit him up on Facebook, Twitter, at SmoothRob_B. You can hit him up on Instagram, TheOfficialRobB. And we got hard copies. We'll send them out via mail or whatever we got to do to get them to you. So you can follow me on Twitter as well. I am Maggie Love. You can search me on Facebook as well. I am Maggie Love. And like I said, we'll get any amount of CDs you want, we'll get them to you.
And I'm going to tell you, we're going to continue to have Robbie in rotation and really just let everybody know who he is and what he got going on. We got email blasts. We're going to just let the world know. Like we are right now. It's not a one-time thing. You know, we are here, and we're going to continue. And I would love to do a follow-up interview, if y'all don't mind. We can set that up.
Oh, yeah.
No, most definitely. Just send me an email, and we can get the date scheduled and a time. And, you know, be looking forward to the follow-up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because, you know, like I said, well, we got amazing artists. You know, they deserve for everybody to know their hard work and accolades, because there's so many out here, and we don't like to commend or congratulate people when they've worked so hard. And you deserve it. You shed those blood, sweat, and tears, and you deserve it. You know, nobody said, who's saying you can't say, oh, congratulations, or I did this, or I did that. That's what it's all about, you know.
Exactly. I mean, especially nowadays, you know, there is so much, saturation that you got to go through. I mean, me personally, I respect anybody, you know, who's willing to do something out there, you know, to actually accomplish their goal or pursue their grind. And especially when it comes to music, you know, I do respect you, and then I'll judge after, you know, I'll listen or after I see what you're trying to do. And so it's been tough. It's been tough collectively, you know, as a group and as an artist to actually try to filter through all of that and let people know, like, okay, well, I rap, okay, along with all the millions of other people who say that same line. And so you see people's face, so it's fascinating. They look at you and they'll just be like, oh, you rap too? Like, that's what you're doing with your life. And it's like, well, okay. You know, and then for me, I consider myself, I guess, humble. That's what people say. I don't really talk or boast about it too much. I mean, obviously, I post my links and things of that nature, but I let, you know, the movement and the music speak for itself. And so, you know, I'll give somebody a CD at work, and they don't even know I do anything with music. I'll give them a CD. They say, oh, yeah, you do music? I say, yeah, you know, I do a little something. And they'll listen to it, and I won't say nothing to them. I just continue to, you know, go about my way. The next day or 2 days, or 3 days, because some people, you know, they'll have it in the car. You're like, you know what? I was riding down to Miami. I said, I got this CD, and I'm going to throw it in. And I listened to it, and, man, I liked it. That wasn't too bad. I didn't know what to expect, but it wasn't too bad. And then they want to be more intrigued in the movement. And so, you know, when that happens, you know, then I can fill them in and be more or less on that personal level about what I'm trying to do. And I guess when people hear that, you know, they have no choice but to see the passion. And so that's something that, you know, I'm proud about.
And you got to keep going. Now tell us also, in case anybody wanted to learn more, we know we got your manager on the line right now, and they wanted to check you out and book you for any events and anything else. Where could they go to?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
In case anybody wanted to book you for an event or learn a little bit more about you, check out your music, where do they need to go to?
Well, I'll let the Magic handle the where they can call in, the you know, if they want to book me or whatever. But if you want to check out the music, I do have a SoundCloud. So you can, all you have to do is soundcloud.com/ International Rob B. You know, you don't have to put no hyphen or anything like that. If you want to check me out on YouTube, I do have a TV blog now, where it's like a little day-to-day, more or less kind of an event-to-event. So you can kind of see, you know, the day of a show, you know, how we prepare, how we get ready, how we, you know, have fun, and how we perform. So you can get to see me live on stage. So you can see that on YouTube, youtube.com/ International Rob B as well, no hyphen or anything like that. You can go to my website, www.internationalrob-b.com. Facebook is personal, so if you want to try to, you know, friend me on that, you might have to do some research. But the Twitter also, smooth rob_b. So, I mean, any of those sites are always pumping. The latest of the latest are always updated. It's always new music. It's always where a show is going to be at. So if you want to learn more about me, and actually me, I'm not ashamed to put some of the old music on there. So if you want to see how I found it before, all the way up until now, you know, you can do that as well. So,
as far as booking Rob for any events, you can call in to 323-642-8033. That's my business line to contact me about any venues, birthday parties, weddings. We've even had an invite to a church event. You know, he was more than willing to do that, write a song to fit the atmosphere. He's a very, very versatile artist, and he's not afraid to take on any challenge. So we're up to do anything to that's going to give us more marketing exposure, mm-hmm. because like we've all said, he's a very talented artist and his growth has been amazing over the past year. And I just can't say that enough of how proud I am of him. He kind of shies away from me when it comes to my opinion on things because I'm very outspoken and I'm blunt, but that's only to make sure he stays at a level where I know he can be at. So, again, that number is 323-642-8033. You can always get me on that line, or you can email me at the number one, getliftedentpromo@gmail.com. And I'm going to go ahead and cut out of here, Rob. I got to go to an event. I'm going to go pass out the last little bit of CDs that we have for Evolve.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for stopping by. And we welcome anybody to call in at 323-580-5749. And I see we have the lines going crazy. We also have Jason Ravelli coming up in just a few. We're just moments away. But we're going to get to right now as well. As our special guest, International Robbie, we're glad to have you here. Now, Robbie, now to all the artists that's listening right now, because it is a lot of artists that tune in, what advice or words of wisdom do you give to them right now?
Well, being that I am a sponge, and I am still collectively getting all of the knowledge that I can to be a successful artist. Any advice? I mean, just like, you know, I always watch the award shows. And the award shows, you know, they always have that artist who was first time winning and things of that nature. And they always, I'm always over anxious when I watch award shows because I'm like, man, that could be me. That could be me. But they always end it with, you know, keep your dream alive. You know, a year ago I was watching this on TV, you know, and so I always treat that, each situation like that. You know, I always figure that I can be that person to say, hey, you know, this was me. I was sitting there watching it. I was dreaming about it every day. And I know if I work hard enough, I'll be in that position. So, you know, I'm always marking the calendars of when these events are going to happen because I'm just going to work hard to just be in the presence of success. A lot of people, they don't want to follow or they don't want to support if they're not surrounded by success. Once somebody has never been around or surrounded by success, then, you know, they don't know what winning is, I like to say. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you hang around a bunch of average people, and I'm not saying everyone's trying to work hard to make it, obviously, but a bunch of average people who don't really care or, you know,
mm-hmm.
they don't have a really good reflection on life, then you're going to continue to be comfortable in that lane because there's nobody else who's been successful. So, you know, there's going to be no push. So I'd like to, you know, I would always say, you know, consider yourself the big time, your whole situation the big time, and create a positive example and make it the best you can because when you do make it, those around you are going to be motivated to want to do the same. So I think that that is how our team and my team has responded, and I think that's why we're so motivated because we see that it's very close and it's only a matter of time and there's no giving up. So that's what I would say.
Well, you know, we're just so glad that you came on tonight, and we're looking forward to scheduling that follow-up interview with you and talking as well, you know, get more in-depth with International Robbie. We do have another guest coming up, so we hope that you stay tuned in to the Nicki Rich Show. You know, it's this time, what we call Feature Fridays, where we ask the artists, you know, it's time where you can network and get that in. That's what it's all about. You know, if it's one person on the air or whether it's two people on the air, you know, call in, network. Because guess what? You guys are in total different states. So, you know, that's what all about building is, you know, networking. But we just thank you again for just taking out your time to come on. And we're going to wind things down here right now. And I always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
All right, I do wish the same.
Thank you so much. Everybody, you were just listening to International Robbie. You can go back and listen to this episode on our iTunes podcast. So you can download it for free. It doesn't cost a thing. And right now, we're going to go to some music, and we got Miss Betty Rock out there.
Nikki Reed.
Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in tonight. We're coming up on our second half of the show. We have our next guest in the building. But right before we get to our special guest, I see we still had a couple of calls, and then we're about to get to our special guest. We're moments away. Right now we're going to go to 407-914. You on the air, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Estelle, and I am calling from Orlando, Florida.
Okay, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm great.
I just actually had a question for International Rob. I've been following his music for some time, and I wanted to know if the lyrics that you write are based on personal experiences, or are they based on experiences from people that have been close to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's currently not on at this moment, but we can get that to him.
Okay. Well, great. Yes. Well, I appreciate your show, and I do listen in all the time, so thanks for being on the air.
Well, we just thank you for calling in and supporting International Robbie, but we definitely had to get you on, and we thank you so much, because I know he's going to go back and listen to the show.
All right, well, thank you, and you guys have a good evening.
Thank you so much. And
okay.
We're going to go to 980-295. 295, you're on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hi, my name is Betty Rock.
Betty Rock.
I was like, it's so ironic. I was just listening to the show, and then you went into my song, and I was like, wow, I thank you so much, Nikki Rich. I was just calling in to give my love to you because, you know, I love you so much. It's been a while.
Oh, you know we always do. We got you in rotation, Betty.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I was just listening, and I was like, let me call in and holler at my girl, Nikki Rich. It's been a minute since I talked to you. So I was just listening to the show, and then, you know, I like the new intro, too, by the way. It's dope. So shout out to that artist that did that.
Yes, that's Young World out of Cali.
Young World.
Yes,
I got to follow him, definitely.
I am Young World. And we got North Carolina artist Jay Stormavelli coming up, so you definitely want to stay tuned.
Definitely. I definitely stay tuned, and maybe we could chop it up with him if I get back in the queue. But I'm just listening and, you know, just doing me. So I ain't want too much.
Well, I'll bring you in so y'all can network since we're here in North Carolina, okay?
Right, definitely. Okay.
Most love. Okay. Right now, guys, it's that time. We got a special guest in the building. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome Jay Stormavelli. Welcome.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What's going on your way, Nikki?
Man, we're just so glad to have you here tonight. I know it's been crazy. The line's been crazy. Everybody's tuned in from across the globe, and we here. Look, hey, what they say, started from the bottom, now we're here.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We had to bump heads sooner or later.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we're so glad to have you. Now, let everybody know a little bit about yourself, and how did you get started with music?
Well, you know what I'm saying? First off, you know what I'm saying? My name is Jay Storm. I'm from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? From the west side, to be specific. You know what I'm saying? But then I switched it up and moved around. You know what I'm saying? So you can
mm-hmm.
kind of say I'm from everywhere in Illinois, to be honest. But you know, I'll be moving around. But as far as the music go, music always really been like a calling, really. You know what I'm saying? It's like I know when you was little, you always had some songs that she was banging out, listening to, and you was mimicking the lyrics, hopping around, thinking you was a star for them couple moments. And then
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? After a while, it got to a point where, for a minute, honestly, I thought these people were like special. You know what I'm saying? Like I thought they was doing something that only special people could do, you know what I'm saying, something like that. But then once I found out, it was like I can do it, you know what I'm saying. It's like it's nothing to it but to do it, basically. It's like I found out the steps, what it took to create my sound and create the music, and from from the time I was like 14, I was in the lab basically just crafting my whole sound.
Was there anybody else that inspired you or that you looked up to?
Let me see. I mean, personally or industry-wise?
I would just say, you know, when you get into what you want to do in life, it's people that you kind of look up to or not even look up to that give you that motivation that inspires you to do what you want to do because you see that person and how they have led. So you want to be like, okay, that might be something I want to do or this person is helping me to get to where I need to be.
Oh, yeah, well, first and foremost, my two kids motivate my two little girls, my two daughters, Jada and Serenity Grace. They motivate me. Yeah, every day I wake up and I look into their face, I feel like something got to get accomplished. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But and then besides my children, you know what I'm saying? Like my family, just in general, because I just feel like with the music, I just feel like we could I can elevate it and kind of help out certain situations, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, everybody wanna put on and be able to help out their whole family, you know what I'm saying? And just make sure everything is A1 in kosher. So it's like
exactly.
Basically it's like my family, you know what I'm saying? Just like my family, my kids, and. I mean, basically, you know what I'm saying, like, that, and when I say my family, I mean, like, my guys, too, because anybody that's really, like, my guys, you know what I'm saying, like, that know me, it's like, I consider them to be family, too, so I just include them in that whole little WAP.
So, that is real. Now, Jay, we know that you've been working on some current projects. Now, let the world know what's going on with Jay Storm right now.
Oh yeah. Right now we dropped the first single on iTunes February 19th, the Rep My Team joint. I got with my group, JBS, that stands for Just Blow Squad. You know what I'm saying? It's basically myself, my guy Slayer the Great, and then my guy Body Bags from Virginia, from Newport. You know what I'm saying? It's like we just dropped the single on February 19th. It's been doing good. The My Team record, we've been performing it all through Chicago and whatnot, and we've been getting a positive
mm-hmm.
response. It's like we kind of was late on it because we dropped it on the mixtape, and then everybody was just loving it so much that they was just like, it's just kind of elevated. So we just thought it was time to drop that. And besides the single, I got Life of a Rap Star is dropping on 3/19, March 19th. That's gonna be coming up, and that's actually my birthday too. So it's like it's gonna be a real special day for me. It's gonna be a real special day.
And you know you're gonna have to send it to us here. You know we're gonna be having that in rotation.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, love. I'm definitely, the minute we, actually, I'm in the studio right now, working on it right now. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, I'm going to have that sold up, you know what I'm saying, real soon, and then I'm going to send that to you. You're probably going to get it like a day or two before it drops, just so you can listen to it.
We'll send it to us. We'll play it here, and you know we only play the best. And my team, we have really been just blasting My Team. Love it. How did you come up with
that.
The concept, My Team?
Actually, I have been, at that time, I have been looking through some beats and whatnot, and then I have bumped into a guy named J.I. Hitmaker via Twitter and whatnot through one of my other connects, DJ Black Jesus and whatnot. I had bumped into him, and He had sent me like 2-3 beats that I had got from him and whatnot, and I was just sitting at home really with my guy Slay, and I was like, man, we gotta get back in the game. We gotta go to the booth and really turn up. So then we were sitting there, and I was like, I got an idea for a joint.
And basically, he just like my man Slay, like me and him, we play off of each other basically because like we knew each other for a long time, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the energy when we start writing just is instant, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I gave him the idea of what I was trying to do. Like, I was trying to get a turn-up record, but it was going to be, like, to rep the team, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, an anthem.
Exactly.
To let them know, like, Free Agent Music Group is, you know what I'm saying, like, the new young label coming up.
He said he's going to rep his team. Now, you got to introduce it here first on the Nicki Rich Show.
Oh man, I appreciate it. Here we go. We about to drop the new single that's on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Just Blow Squad, my team, produced by J.I. Hitmaker. Go get that on iTunes today.
Yeah.
Alright,
yeah.
First peep my shoes, then peep my hat, okay. Then peep the Free Agent logo on the back. First peep my shoes, then peep my hat, okay. Then peep the Free Agent logo on the back. I rap my team.
Hot damn, he's flashing on them. And when I do, I mean bad. Johnny cashing on them. Whoa. I might flash storm, let bags get on them. You know I kill them with the flow, straight flashing on them.
Alright,
catch me at the mall, Louis bagging on them. You know I got my book bag, get a waxes on them. Just Blow Squad, clicking asses on them, and everybody know them. Walking blue rags, I'm like, alright, we get it in. I'll rap my thing, I'll rap my thing. They take that in. I'ma blow this thing. We get it in. I'll rap my thing.
So
they take that in.
I'ma blow this green.
Disconnection right there. You there?
Back in the loop.
Who produced that track?
J.I. Hitmaker.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. That's all.
J.I. Hitmaker.
Coming up. We know you got that on the 19th. What else can we expect from you in 2013?
Let me see. Basically, we got the Life of a Rap Star just dropping on the 19th, and then from there, I got a single that's produced by a guy by the name of JB on the track. From Chicago. I got a nice single that's gonna be dropping probably around. Let me see. Not April, probably like the end of May, early June. It's gonna be another iTunes single that's gonna drop, but we're gonna drop a serious visual for it. Get something to people to look at for a little bit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's that grind, that movement. They don't know.
Matter of fact, when is Blood Ties dropping? That's dropping June 11th. It's a compilation project that's dropping called Blood Ties. It's basically gonna have the whole North City NT, It's basically like my family, my group, my whole tribe that I'm rocking with, That's what NCFAMG stands for, North City Free Agent Music Group.
And if they want to go purchase some music and check it out on iTunes, tell them where they need to go.
If you go on to the iTunes, all you got to type in is Just Blow Squad, JUSBLO Squad, And then just hit enter. Then, we the only Just Blow Squad out there.
Okay.
So just log on there. Grab my team single, Rock with us like that, and then I'm gonna have another single for y'all coming May/June.
Well, we're gonna keep in the loop on the Nicki Rich Show. We gotta keep us in the loop, and we're gonna keep following your movement and everything you got going on. We here, just let us know, send us, keep us updated on, your tours, anything you got going on. We here.
I appreciate that. We actually got a couple shows coming up. We got one on the 14th, We got one on the 14th up at Club E, That's a young spot that we rock out, They really rock with us over there. They actually had an event last night, Actually a free music giveaway through Raw Footage Music Group.
Now, where is this
Based out of Chicago.
Okay.
Based out of Chicago. But we be everywhere, though. So it ain't nothing for anybody to pick up the phone call, And we can make a move where we need to make a move and make an appearance where we need to make an appearance.
Right there, Chicago, man. It's a lot of talent that come out of Chicago. They always have some talent going out. Chicago.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Actually about the movement. That we building / has been built already right now. It's so much diversity that we working with. It's like you can't help but love it. Because it's like, if you don't like this, we got something else for you. If you don't like this, we got something else for you. If you don't like this, we got something else for you. It's like a Tommy gun.
That's real. Well, now, I know we have listeners here that's tuned in. And if there's anything that you would like to share, any shout-outs, any words of advice that you would like to share out there with our listeners.
Let me give a shout out time. let me give a shout out to all my North City people, you know what I'm saying? My man's Cole Frank, you know what I'm saying, my man Slick Pesos, Don V, Mike Murder, Gutterville Doe, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my niggas, shout out to my nigga Slay, my nigga Bags. Big shout out to Miss Nice Things if she's listening. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her because she always holding nigga down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Through thick and thin. Let me see who else we got. Just really shout out to anybody that's rocking with the movement and really rocking with the whole Life of a Rap Style movement and the whole North City movement and the Free Agent Music Group movement.
That's real. And we rocking with it. We rocking on the Nicki Rich Show. We here live tonight with Jay Storm in the building.
First peep my shoes.
Yeah.
Then peep my hat.
Keep going. You can't stop. Keep going.
I'll rep my team. I'll rep my team. I'll rep my team. I'll rep my team. I say, first tee, turn with me.
See, we here live. This is how we do it. Feature Friday. Getting it in.
You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Cole Frank.
Don't forget to send us a job. A radio job.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to have to bang out a drop. You know what I'm saying? I could bang that out right now.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming through to the Nicki Rich Show, and we welcome you back. We hope you tune in tomorrow morning. We have our Saturday mix, and we have Lee from the MTV hit show Catfish, if you watch Catfish, as well as Cheech Marley.
Oh, wow. I'm definitely going to have to tune in and check that out.
Yes, it's going to be a hot show. But we
y'all got
thank
somebody
you
from Catfish on there. That's crazy.
Yeah, you remember that episode. It was with Lee and Trina. It's Lee. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to tune in and check that out then.
But it's going to be in the morning at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, man. Y'all killing me. Oh, sure. I might have to catch the tape.
And that's fine. And like I said, we're winding things down here, and we thank you again for coming through, being our guest tonight, and we welcome you back anytime. And we're going to be doing that follow-up interview with you, you know, and we're going to reach out to you to schedule a date for that follow-up interview as well. And again, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Amen, church.
Thank you, hon. Everybody, you were just listening to Jay Storm of Valley. @JStormAvelli_JDS. Support him. Support all the artists that's coming on to the Nicki Rich Show. They work so hard. And also follow me on Twitter @MissNickiRich. And you can log on to NickiRichShow.com for any information you might need to know in regards to being a part of the show. But, you know, we really been having some amazing artists on this week, as well as just playing some great music. Last night we had a chance to sit down and talk with artist L. Myers, and we got fired up. And right now it's Feature Friday, so I think it's that time to get fired up with L. Myers. Let's go.
Something was open and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Charlotte, North Carolina. I be locked into my homegirl, Nikki Rich. And you're not tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show.
Out here playing dudes. better thousand, shoot a thousand. Homie, it ain't nothing. As long as they gon' print it, I'ma go and get it. I'm self-made, I'm self-paid, my hustle intermittent. The only time I'm in these sheets is when I'm with your freak. About to ski, blowing sweet, at the Swiss of sweet. I'm state to state, pushing tape, trying to bake a cake. Rocking shows across the globe, you know what it takes. Finna had a rap game in the headlock. Enough dough to run a motherfucking bread shop. I'm talking big money. Bright ice. This what my life like. Short days. Long nights. Big money. Late. Get the late. Got it lucky. Blowing scat at the scat. You thinking nothing lucky. Short days. Long nights. Big money. Get money. Bright late. Get the late. Get the late. Got it lucky. Got it lucky.
All right, you're rocking with Tragic. Short days, long nights. It's the Nicki Rich Show. We getting it in tonight, Featured Fridays. We just spoke with our hot special guest, International Rob B, J Storm, man. We getting it in. Right now, we're going to go to some more hot new independent artists. We got Xander, Happy Heartbreak.
So they say, there's no distance to make up, there's no change, no, all this pressure has built up, I'm not scared to erase lies, no, now you're gone. We'll be right back.
Casey Woody, and that was Your Love remix. Right now, we're going to take it all the way to North Carolina. We got a session featuring Polo Jones and Bill Newton.
Carolina boys. Turn up, it's off and go. Rookie of the year,
Cam Newton.
Scrambling in the flat,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boys. You thought you had a sack,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boy,
Cam Newton.
Turn up. Let me turn up to show them that I still got it. Quarterback and for my team, I never left the pocket. Quarterback option, oh yeah, it so is. If Shockey open, I'ma hit him right in his rib. If Shawty rush me, then we both will make it. Yeah, I play to win, I pity the fool. Towel on my head, if we win or we lose. Vic still my boy, but watch Cam move. It's fourth and goal,
Cam Newton.
Rookie of the year,
Cam Newton.
Scrambling in the flat,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boy,
Cam Newton.
Number one on my chest,
Cam Newton.
You thought you had a sack,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boy,
Cam Newton.
Superman status, catch a boy, flying butter planes, ducking on these lanes like I was a boy, King James, TNT in his hood, rallying out, just doing my thing, no A-screen, no flat screen, I'm out here just living, man, Carolina, my city, everybody trying to get it, catch me at the solo dolin', rocking all my Yankee fitters, rubber band bank strapped under my little mistress, if you think you got it, boy, you ain't out here trying to live it, Carolina. A blue city, everybody trying to live it. Everybody trying to get it, baby girl, you think you with it. If you ain't seen it in that damn ring, trying to bid it. If you think you got that money, I see out, I just did it. Right.
It's fourth and goal,
Cam Newton.
Rookie of the year,
Cam Newton.
Scrambling in the flat,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boy.
Cam,
you thought you had a sack,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boy,
Cam Newton.
I'm standing for a sixer from Wilmington to Queen City. Touchdown, Super Bowl, so rock boys like P. Diddy. This the Bank of America. How could you ever think that you could compare to us? Halloween fight night away, teams are scared of us, cause we make they cheerleaders go and get naked, bruh, with a step ladder, cause you still couldn't step with us. Touchdown, missed tackle, just like Hammer, bruh. I am no competitor, you know what I'm reppin', bruh. North Cackalack, boy, put it on the map, cause 910 to the 704. Man, we rep for all of our area codes. Turn up, yeah. It's fourth and goal,
Cam Newton.
Rookie of the year,
Cam Newton.
Scrambling in the flat,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boy,
Cam Newton.
Number one on my chest,
Cam Newton.
You thought you had a sack,
Cam Newton.
Carolina boy,
Cam Newton.
Here now, I barely see you.